Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Coming up.
So you and four other blokes.
People just chat to each other. And
like, all right, guys, this guy wants to piss on us all.
Yeah.
Are you up for it? Yeah, yeah, mate, I'm up for it. Yeah.
That's like, basically it,
You go first, join the queue.
That's basically it, yeah.
Right.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Why are you dressed so smartly, by the way?
It's not really smart.
It's got a shirt collar, so I'm a bit thrown by it because I can't work out what it is.
Yeah, it's both, isn't it?
It's like a shirt jumper combo.
Mm, I love it, though.
So it's a bit non-binary in the literal sense.
You mean it's queer?
No. Binary in the original sense of the word.
Meaning what?
Meaning like, you know what binary means out of the context of...
I know what binary means.
So James is basically wearing, for the benefit of the tape, he's wearing a shirt with... It's like a jumper, but it's got a collar like a shirt would have.
It's very cute. Thank you.
And I can't get my head around what it is. So that's throwing me a little bit.
Why do you have to be so binary, Dan? Why do you have to live in a world that's like one or the other? Why can't it just be both? Why do you have to be so binary about
it? I don't know. I'm not normally, but with clothes, I like to know where I am with things. And I don't know where I am with your attire. So anyway, why are you dressed so smartly?
I'm not dressed smart. I'm just wearing a t-shirt that has a collar that's pink.
You're acting like I'm the fifth person today that's commented on your attire.
Yeah, you are.
So what have other people said?
No, it's just exhausting leaving the house at the minute, isn't it? Because someone will always comment on what you're wearing and it's so boring. You just can't go anywhere without someone saying, oh, what are you wearing? Or, oh, that's a bright top or whatever.
So what have other people said to you?
Actually, mostly people have just been really nice about it because they've only been around people that, you know... aren't straight white men.
Right.
But now that I'm in front of one, I'm getting the full... I'm just getting questioned about what I'm wearing. And so, it is actually quite boring. Why do you have to constantly comment on what people are wearing?
Well, I wouldn't say I was constantly doing
it. No, but I don't mean you. I mean straight men. Why do straight men or some straight people think it's appropriate to just constantly reference what people are wearing?
I rarely do it. This is quite a rare discussion. You won't normally hear me chatting about clothes like most of the time.
No.
And actually, I'd never say it to girls because I'll get...
Oh, so it's fine to say it to me.
Well, because if you say to a girl like, oh, you look nice, they'll think you're trying to sleep with them. And you say, so it's best just not to go down that road.
Really?
Yeah, generally.
I guess that's quite kind of you to not do that if you're aware that they might think that.
Thanks very much.
And are you trying to sleep with them when
you sometimes.
Say that? Right.
No, obviously not.
So what made you think that it was okay to walk in here today and rather than consult your normal rule books, you thought it was fine to do that to me?
Specifically because we were waiting for Megan outside to set up the studio. And so I just thought I'd make conversation about what you're wearing.
Anyway, welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm the gay one, clearly, because I'm, as Dan put it, dressed non-binary today. And Dan is not gay.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Do you want to talk about what you're wearing?
Sure.
Well, there we go.
I like this t-shirt.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't say I didn't. You should just put like a jacket over it.
Yeah, well, I've got a hoodie, but it's...
No, like a, you know, like an open black bomber just to like make it pop a bit.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you could do with like a chain.
A chain?
Yeah, you know, like around your neck, like some pearls.
I'm not Jay-Z, am I?
Is Jay-Z gatekeeping chains?
Yeah, well, rappers are, yeah.
Why are you saying that you can't wear a chain?
Well, because I'm not a rapper, am I?
I'm not a rapper and I wear pearls.
If you don't wear chains...
Yeah, I do.
Well, I haven't noticed them.
I wear chains all the time.
What kind of chains?
You know, like a big, thick, silver chain. I'd wear that.
I don't accessorize.
Yeah, I'd like you to.
Well, I don't want loads of crap. That's the bottom line.
What do you mean?
I don't want, like, loads of crap on me.
Why?
Because I just don't. I don't like having a watch or that kind of stuff.
Or a ring or anything.
No.
Actually can't get rings. My fingers are too thick.
Just get a bigger ring.
I keep trying to find one, but there's not one big enough, basically. I knew that you were going to laugh at that, but it's a true story. I can't get rings.
You got some cock rings, though.
Yeah. I have loads of cock rings.
Right, and they fit.
Yeah. There's loads of different sizes. They're quite big normally. So, yeah, they fit perfectly. Cool. Have you ever worn a cock ring?
No.
Do you know how you put one on?
No.
Do you have any idea about them?
Not really. It holds in the spaff, right?
I'm not sure that it holds in the spaff, but it probably does make you last longer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll bear that in mind.
Do you want me to get you one?
No, I'm all right, actually. I don't need to.
I don't know why you wouldn't wear one, though.
I don't have an issue in that department.
It's not about whether you have an issue. It's about whether you want to experiment and have fun.
A gay and a non-gay.
I was listening to our episode Dick O'Clock the other day.
Right.
It was a bit annoying, actually, listening back to it, because I was like, there's no way I could swan in and be like, it's o'clock.
Like, but a slur, isn't it?
What, and dick isn't?
I don't think dick's offensive.
Are you going to go on the radio tomorrow and call someone a dick?
No, of course
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
But, so yeah, there you go. I guess, well, this is a subject that I've wanted to get into for a while, to be honest. The line between, like, the male gaze and the actual gaze, sometimes I worry it is quite thin. And I think we've learned toxic straight male behavior, so therefore we perpetuate the same kind of behavior to each other.
Right,
a lot of the
yeah.
time. I've definitely said, like, oh, I'd rim him just randomly about a guy.
Right.
I say that kind of thing all the time.
But I obviously couldn't go, oh, I definitely.
No, please stop.
What exactly? What's
that's
the difference?
Too far already.
What's the difference?
I think it's the power dynamic that's the difference.
Well,
because if it's two consenting male adults, it feels like it's fine.
Yeah.
Not that it is consenting when one person is saying they want to do that and the other hasn't made any comment about it. So I guess it's not consenting.
Hasn't made any comment about.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I suppose it's not consent because they've not consented for me to speak like that about them. I hope people don't think I'm giving straight white men an easy ride here because obviously you guys have been awful and that's why you can't talk like that. Whereas perhaps gay men haven't been as awful.
Yeah.
Apart from Kevin Spacey. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe none of us should be speaking like that about men then. You don't think it's okay that I just say, like, randomly, oh, I would definitely rim that guy?
It's an oddly specific thing.
I just think we're all a bit fucked right now. Like, my friend the other day was at dinner and he was like, oh, I'd let that guy murder me. I mean, what does that mean? If you think about what that actually means, that's horrendous. But we're all just saying this stuff all the time. I told you my friend was a bin man for a bit.
Yeah.
And someone texted him saying, I want you to put me in the back of your bin truck and press the button.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
What does a person look like for you to want to rim them?
Oh, that's a great question.
They look clean, right?
I think probably bottom energy. Is it maybe more like a clean-shaven look that you want to rim them? But actually, like, rimming a really hairy guy is quite hot too.
It's not, though, is it? Because it's...
No, it is.
What I'm getting at, I suppose, is the more hair and crap there is in that area, the more likely there is to be, like, actual...
No, because people are really good at hygiene, Dan. Gay men are quite good at the whole hygiene thing.
Yeah, but
not all of them. But
you can be as good as you like, but you're still going to get bits of shit stuck in.
No, you're not.
A really hairy ass.
No, you're absolutely not. So you're telling me that you have bits of shit just stuck in your ass right now?
I haven't looked.
Oh my god!
It doesn't matter though, does it?
Because it does.
Why?
It really does matter.
Why? No one's going in it.
I'm disgusted actually at that. But you're right. You can't text me and go, "Oh, I bet that woman has an amazing." Thing is though, I'm pretty sure our friend, who's a woman, talks like this about guys as well. She's definitely shown me dick pics, and my other friend has definitely shown me, these are both women, they've definitely shown me like dick pics and been like, oh my god, check out this guy's dick. So I don't know, it doesn't mean it's right. I mean, obviously that's wrong, you shouldn't be showing anyone else's dick pics without consent.
But I guess you don't know whose dick is whose unless it's attached to a head. Yeah, right?
Well, you never want a face in it.
What? I feel like we discussed this years
have you ever
sent
ago. A dick pic?
No, I don't really understand.
I didn't believe you then.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever taken one?
No.
Well, you've never taken a picture of your own penis?
The only time I could think that would even be possible is if I had to do for some medical reason. But I don't think I have.
Why would you need to take a picture of your dick for a medical reason?
For any number of reasons. I did briefly have like a spot like in my groin I had to go to the doctor about.
Right. Did you take a picture of that?
So I potentially might have had to do that. But then I didn't think I...
So you've really never taken a picture of it?
No, but what? I mean...
On
a night out?
In a bathroom or something. Someone's never asked you for one.
Well, who's going to ask me for one?
I don't know.
Dick pics only took off during the last 11 and a half years.
What makes you an expert on that?
Well, just from being around for the last 11 and a half years or whatever.
But you've not received any.
But I'm aware that they of what they are. Although, I don't quite understand what the purpose of them is or why anybody would want to send or receive one. But I'm not gay, so therefore dicks are not that interesting. James has been to Berlin.
Yes.
Now, from what I understand, there's this massive, like, super club or whatever in Berlin called, what is it called?
There's Berghain.
Berghain.
Which is like a big super club, yeah. And it's predominantly queer, but I think straight people go as well.
My understanding of what goes on in this club is based entirely around a conversation I've had with my friend Adam, who's gay, who said he went to that club and he was at the urinal and a guy was wearing a fireman's hat and he took it off and said to Adam, can you piss in it? I think Adam said no, but some other guy did, and then he put it on his head. So that's
wow,
that's my understanding. And then I've also heard at like midnight or something everybody spaffs.
What?
This is what I've heard. Everyone's having a wank en masse, right, in this club.
This isn't true.
So there's just spaff everywhere. Everyone spaffs at the same time.
At midnight.
Yeah, and then it's like a... there's like a slide.
They back time their... Their sperm.
Yeah.
And their orgasm.
It becomes like a slide.
No, Dan. That can't be true.
Why?
That just sounds absolutely ludicrous. That sounds like the kind of story that straight guys tell each other.
Right.
And laugh about on the bus. Oh, when you get like all these gays, they all like wank at midnight and then they all slip down at like a slide. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, why would you... It sounds silly, but I don't know. I've never been there. What happens in there then?
In Berghain?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I didn't actually... I went to Berghain. I'm just trying to work out how much I want to say. I've always been intrigued by golden showers. I've always been like interested by it. I remember first seeing it.
What's intriguing about it?
Well, I just thought it was strange and I always thought I'm not into that.
Doing it or...
Either. I just wasn't really into it. I remember going to Gran Canaria for the first time and seeing this guy like sat in a bath in the middle of the bar.
Yeah.
And just being so confused as to why there was a guy having a bath. And then obviously it transpired he wasn't having a bath. That wasn't Radox. That was, you know, piss.
Right.
Now I sound like a prude. And anyway, I just thought it was bizarre. And then this one time at Brighton Pride, I went back with this guy. And he had loads of friends staying. So he was like, oh, we can't sleep in my room because all my friends are over. So we'll have to sleep in the bathroom. And so anyway, he pissed on me. And I was so traumatized by that. It was like the worst thing that ever happened to me. I guess he did. I think he did. And so after that, I never tried it again. And then in Berlin this time, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just do this and see what happens. So I went into this club and then got chatting to these guys. And one of the guys was like, going to piss on some of the other guys. And he lined them all up on their knees to piss on them.
He lined them all up?
Yeah, so they all lined up. There was like five of us.
How does that...
I didn't know any of these
people. How does that even work?
Well, so basically, I went in on my own and then started chatting to this guy at the bar. And then he said what he was going to do.
So he says, oh, hi, James.
He didn't know my name.
Oh, hi.
I was like, oh, hey, I'm visiting. And then he was like, oh, what are you looking for? And then I said, oh, I'm looking for this or whatever. And then he said, oh, I'm looking to do this.
So he's like, oh, all right, mate, I want to piss on five blokes. They're all here. Do you want to join the queue?
No, he was like, this is very stressful. This feels very personal and I'm a bit ashamed. I don't know why. I've got some shame going on. We're at the bar. I'm chatting to this guy. And he then says to me what he wants to do tonight. And he says, I want to piss on someone. So I was like, okay, I've never done it. I'll try it. And then we were chatting to a few other people. And basically, a group of us then got on our knees for this guy to do that to us.
But I don't really understand.
You don't understand the conversation?
Yeah.
Why?
So you and four other blokes.
People just chat to each other. And
like, all right, guys, this guy wants to piss on us all.
Yeah.
Are you up for it? Yeah, mate, I'm up for it. Yeah.
That's like, basically it,
You go first, join the queue.
That's basically it, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
It's like, oh, he wants to piss on someone tonight. Are you up for it? Yeah, sure. Okay,
right.
Cool.
And this is happening like it's the most normal thing in the world.
This is the most normal thing in the world.
So it's just like...
This is just consenting adults agreeing.
So it's exactly the same tone as it is
this
like...
This is consenting
when I'm,
adults.
When you're ordering like four coffees in Starbucks or whatever, it's the same.
No, it's probably more... It's probably hotter than that.
Right.
It's like, hey, this fit guy wants to piss on someone.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. That sounds fun. I mean, they're obviously German, so I'm not doing the accents. But so me and all these German guys are lined up and he goes along the line to piss on them. And then as he got to me, he ran out. So
he ran out of what?
He ran out. Like, he didn't have any left. He'd used it all. So I actually didn't get any in the end, which is, I think, quite disappointing.
Had he not stocked up on...
No, because he'd used it. And I'd psyched myself up. I was ready, and then nothing.
How long is he pissing on each person for?
I didn't time it.
Surely, if you feel like you're running out and you're on the third bloke, would you not just be like, oh, shit, bang, bang, bang?
You'd think so, yeah. So everyone that would have been more polite.
Everyone gets a bit.
Yeah, that would have been fairer.
Right. So he ran out. So these other four blokes are, like, dripping in piss, mm-hmm. right? And you're not. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I wish I was.
No, I think I thought, oh, actually, I've...
Dodged a bullet.
I've dodged a bullet here.
Right, okay.
Because I don't know if I do want that. But I was ready.
Do these blokes then have a wash? Or are they just wandering around with, like, piss on their face for the rest of the night?
Yeah, there's showers and stuff. And, like, people go and, like, just clean themselves off.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Dan. It's all very clean.
Doesn't sound it.
It's all very sanitary.
What is appealing about having a bloke...
It's the power dynamic.
Piss on your face.
You just need to... I feel like you are missing out...
So once
it's the humanity of it. It's a degradation kink, I think. Some people think of it as like a degradation kink, I feel. So it's also in the new Netflix show, You, and Sam Smith's video has this happening. You've seen the Sam Smith video?
No.
You haven't seen the Sam Smith video?
No, I don't really get involved in this kind of thing. But
in what?
This is a whole other topic, but when everyone's like banging on about something, it makes me not want to watch it.
Right. But anyway, so in the Sam Smith video...
Someone's...
there's like a bunch of guys just, it looks like they're just pissing in the air. And then Sam's in the middle living their best life.
Right.
It's amazing. I think because I'd just seen that, I thought, oh, okay, cool. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
But yeah, it's quite hot having someone be in charge.
What about other bodily fluids?
Spit, you mean?
Number two.
No.
So you've drawn the line somewhere between.
There's very much a line there.
And it's between number one and number two. And why is that?
I'm just not having that. I just don't want to have this conversation.
But why is it?
No, because it's not. It's like, it's just disgusting.
But you say that's disgusting, but no. I honestly don't know why that's any more or less disgusting.
I just don't even know how to talk about that. I just know that that's too far.
What about being sick?
No.
What about sneezing?
What?
Would you want a bloke to sneeze on you?
I mean, post-pandemic, probably not. I'm trying to think if previously that would have been interesting. I don't think that's a kink. I mean, it might be. There might be someone out there with a sneezing kink.
I'm sure, yeah, there will be. Yeah.
There probably is. I don't think that's for me.
Right.
No, I think I'm all right for sneezing.
Okay.
Thanks for offering, though. What about you? What bodily fluids?
I don't want any bodily fluids.
Are you into?
I don't. None of it.
You don't want to kiss anyone?
I mean, not really. I'm not that bothered about that. Oh, are you? God.
Yes, I love it. I'm trying to have no shame. I'm trying to celebrate all facets of my queerness. For me, that means exploring things that everyone else doesn't. And actually, just being a queer person in general, I hate being told what I can and can't do. And if someone tells me, like, you know, the Sam Smith video, if everyone's going on about how offensive it is, I'm going to go and do that. So I went and did it because I thought, you know what? Sam's an icon. They're so powerfully brave right now. I'm going to go and do that. I want to piss people off.
Would you?
Literally.
Would you want to wee on someone else?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that, to be fair, that's not really any skin off anyone's
nose,
not? Is it?
I'll do it. I probably wouldn't do it to someone I love. I think because to me, it is definitely like a degrading thing.
Right. Okay.
So I think if I love the person, I probably wouldn't want to do that because I'd be like, oh no, but like, I love you.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure. I mean, maybe I would. This has been an eye-opening podcast.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us, everyone.
An eye-watering podcast.
I'm going to wrap it up because...
One might say.
I feel like Dan's having a panic attack.
Am I?
Your body language has completely changed.
No, well...
You're like hunched over the microphone. Like,
I'm just interested because all I ever hear about this club is stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, it's hot.
And you have to queue for like 3 hours.
And this isn't just a gay thing, by the way, I should clarify. Like, there are so many straight people into this.
Like who?
I don't know anyone specific because I don't have sex with straight people, but I can 100% guarantee that straight people are into this as well. This is not a gay thing.
I guess the only people that are telling me that they're having blokes piss on them are my friend Adam and you. So that's all I've got.
Yeah, because our shame is, we've worked on our shame. So are you telling me you won't, will you not be at Piss Pride this year?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I might start one. Would you come to Piss Pride with me?
I don't think so.
Really? Why?
I just don't want to be involved in this.
Right.
Wow. I'm happy for you to...
We've found the line of Dan's allyship.
I'm happy for you to do it, but just don't involve me in it. So you haven't done this yet, so you're looking to do it again. Is that the...
I don't know. I think
I need
to be...
off the idea.
I don't know. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm not looking for it.
Okay.
I'm not looking for it. I'm open, but I'm not looking for it. Does that make sense?
Not... Well...
Have you never watched video... We're going to have to fade this out now, but have you never watched videos like where you've watched this thing happen? Are you sure you're not into it?
What do you mean? Have I watched a video
where... There's so many videos.
What, where a bloke...
Like straight couples, like, doing
I've seen,
this.
Yeah, I've seen a bloke piss on a woman and whatnot, but I haven't seen a woman do it, but then women wee in a different way, don't they? So it's less...
Do they?
Well, they can't, like, wave it around, can they? Or
they can if they get, like, a she-wee or some kind of apparatus.
I guess. I mean, I haven't really looked into it, to be right. honest. We've got a meeting in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I need to cleanse. So we've got a meeting in a minute, and Dan needs to say a few Hail Marys and douse himself in holy water.
This guy that we're meeting, is he into this?
I don't know, Dan.
Where's your friend?
Why don't you ask him?
Oh, I will.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today. You can follow us on socials at Gay Non Gay. Please subscribe to our Patreon. You can get the link in our episode description. And we'll see you next time. Please like and subscribe and share and follow and do all those other things.
Yes.
It really helps us out.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.